Now, John, it's always best to make decisions based on logic rather than emotion. We know that, especially when it comes to financial decisions. But emotions seem to drive a lot of folks to make financial decisions on the spur of the moment. So what are we looking at here? How can we get away from these huge emotional roller coaster moments?
Well, number one is, again, having long-term goals in place and making sure you stick to the plan. I mean, obviously, things happen in life, and it's great having plans. And sometimes I say it all the time in my workshops and classes that, you know, this thing in life gets in the way. It kind of derails some of our plans. But as long as you understand how you have your goal set up and what the purpose for that is, you don't get steered off course too often. You know, I mean, a lot of people take the emotional decisions, especially when it looks to their retirement assets and their money and where they're putting it, you know, whether it's 401k, you know, and the mentality people have with the water cooler talk, you know, what is your buddies doing, seem to have tendencies, you know, we talk about it all the time, where, okay, my mom and dad have a certain amount of money, they're getting older, we're going to inherit some money from our parents down the road. Well, don't plan on things that you can't control. I mean, great, these things are all out there, you know, it's a possibility, but, you know, sometimes I had a lady came into our workshop over a year ago, she was expecting to have this big inheritance from her mother. Well, her mother wound up going into a nursing home, and now she's spending down all of them assets, she's still alive, so this big inheritance that her daughter was planning on to help her with her retirement probably will not be there. So, again, talk about having your own plans in place, and if some things happen, great, but don't try to rely on things that we can't control. You know, there's different roadblocks that are always going to be out there, and things change.
Absolutely. Adaptation is the name of the game when we're looking at retirement planning. Certainly, things are going to change in the next 20 years. Taxes are going to change. Costs are going to go higher because of inflation. There's all sorts of ways that the world is going to be different. And that's just the world. That's not even your personal life. So making sure that your retirement plan is taking into account all of the possibilities of that future so that you know that when you get there, your plan has planned for the unexpected.
Well, absolutely. And keep in mind, understand too, when we talk about it, I had a lady who came in again, she came in a few months ago and she was talking about the election. She came to our seminar, I think it was back in last May, and they were talking about the election coming up and how she pulled everything out of the market, you know, because, you know, they didn't know the uncertainty with the elections, things like that. They thought the market was going to have a big crash, and boy, I mean, talk about being 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. She wasn't the only one, but it's been going straight up, you know, again, things are at an all-time high. So again, don't be listening to other people's panics or false pretenses. You know, sit down with your planner, I mean, no matter who it is, whoever your trusted advisor is, and just work a plan together and stick to it. And don't be changing, listen to everybody's opinions, because the problem with that is everybody's got one and it's generally not the right one you're listening to.
Absolutely. Emotions are contagious. We see this all the time when folks are watching infotainment shows, watching those television programs where the host is telling you buy, 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 or sell, sell, sell. A lot of that is more entertainment than information.
Absolutely. And again, where are they getting their information from? Mm-hmm. I mean, and today we're in the Google age. There's a lot of information out there for people. Just, you know, don't be listening to people, as I said, at the water cooler or what your neighbor's talking about. Their goals and plans are oftentimes totally different from what yours are. You know, they might have different time horizons. They might have different plans for retirement. They might not have the same amount of money saved. So again, everything is revolved around our clients' individual needs. There's no such thing as a one-stop shop, I feel. You know, everybody's situation is different, and you got to tailor every plan to everybody's situation.
Now, one thing that we do want to make sure is that we're not saying don't have emotions about your retirement. Certainly, you want to feel excited about retirement. You want to feel concerned if you are going to lose money. But the point is that you are not making decisions based on those emotions. Those emotions are not leading you into a decision. Instead, the decisions that you make logically by sitting down and going over the options lead you to those positive emotions.
Absolutely, Kip. And what we say, I mean, have the plan in place. It takes the emotion out of it. You know, as long as you have a system and you understand the system, you know, things are going to go wrong here and there. I mean, you might have a fumble every now and then. But as long as you stay the course and have your game plan, you know, logically speaking, and as long as your plan is correct and it's a well thought out plan, it should take over, you know, people losing money in the market, or because, okay, I'm taken out, or we all seen what happened after 2008 where people panicked, you know, they got out and then they never got a chance to recoup that because they made that emotional decision where, you know, where a lot of people who had the logical decision, okay, they understand how things work, they understood their time horizon. Most people made all that stuff back and then some because they had a thought out plan and they had a course in place.
Well, this is what we see all the time. Folks who are worried about their retirement plan because of the unknown. Worry stems from not knowing. Those questions, those lingering doubts about things lead us to stay up at night and think and think and think about our retirement without knowing what's in store for us. So getting that education, sitting down and going through the process that you make available to everyone who comes into the office, that is the important part here. That's the thing that we are getting the most benefit out of.
Well, absolutely. And that's where we sit down and make sure, hey, listen, everybody's got their own plan. Everybody's got a thought out system, you know, and it's based on what they're currently doing. You know, we had a gentleman that came into the office today. He was working with Pace and we had a plan set up and we thought we were going to be able to do like take some of the money off the table and protect it and roll over to a 401k rollover because he was over 59 and a half. He came to one of Johnny's seminars a few weeks ago. And when we went to do the whole planning process, the way it was set up through Pace, he was a bus driver with their union would not allow him to do an in-service distribution, even though he was 59 and a half. And this guy was devastated because now we want to talk about throwing a wrench into everything we set up. So again, even though we talk about maybe 90% of American companies allow you to do an in-service distribution once you reach 59 and a half, there are some out there that don't. And unfortunately, he's got to go to a union meeting now and see what the deal is because – it totally changed our game plan because we were going to lock in that stuff right now, especially when you were sitting down with Johnny. His accounts had never been higher. You know, he had a great feeling. Everything was going to be with a good logical plan put together for him. And now, unfortunately, we got to retailor it and because now we got to deal with the plan that he's currently situated in where they will not allow him to take that money out until he retires. Mm. So it's a total game changer for him.
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that ability to change course and get back on track. We're looking for that ability to sit down and work with a financial advisor rather than walk in the door and have the financial advisor say, this is what we're doing. No questions. I put this plan together for everyone who walks in the door. You do not want a cookie cutter approach. You want a personalized approach. So today is the day to get that personalized approach. Sit down with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And this is a perfect opportunity for folks to come in. Isn't that right, John?
Absolutely. Give us a call. We'll sit down. We'll do a customized tailor plan for our listeners. We'll sit down. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for you. We'll set up a Social Security maximization report where we'll show you how to take advantage of the switching strategies that are still available for a lot of Americans between 63 and 66. And then we'll also sit down and we'll do a complete portfolio analysis here with Johnny, our fiduciary in the office, where he'll break down, see what you're currently paying in fees, how your performance is doing, and is it up to par. And then for any clients who come on board with over $250,000, Kip, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for financial and their health care. And then we also, for all our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust if they do not have one set up. And we get their powers of attorney set up so we help them avoid the probate process as well.
So today is the day to get that process started. The number to call for your free retirement analysis is 800-477-1135. Sit down with John and the team at Kelly Financial Services by calling 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, don't get caught on the rough edges of your 401k. They're not the retirement cure-all some folks wish they were. You don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When it comes to mapping out a financial future, most people seem to know exactly and specifically where they're going. In general terms, they may know what they want. They want freedom, independence, and leisure time. But when you ask them to color in the details and explain exactly how much income they expect to have coming in each month during their retirement and exactly where that money will come from, they can't tell you. And yet, if asked, would you like to have a guaranteed lifetime income in retirement? The resounding reply from most people would be yes. The fact is, safe growth through guaranteed income is not only possible, it's absolutely necessary for your retirement plan. A game plan of advance and protect wins the Super Bowl, and Coach Pete applies it to the game of retirement, where you must win in regulation time. Core Money and Explore Money are the twin engines that drive the advance and protect strategy. Core Money bringing your protected wealth, and Explore Money venturing out in search of optimum returns. Together, they make a winning combination.